Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Of course, we all know it would be a problem if you didn't, that we are smack in the middle of the third wave. How far we've got to go, we don't know. That's anybody's guess. But we wanted to check in with Hatzolah to find out what their numbers are looking like and what they are seeing. Uriel Rosen is the operations manager at Hatzolah Medical Rescue. He's spoken to us before. Uriel, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Morning. How are you, Howard?
Well, I sound a little bit more sprightly than you do, but that probably tells me the whole story. How mad, how insane has it been?
It's been insane. Last week was an insane week. This week, it doesn't seem like it's slowing down yet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a hard week last week. This week, I don't know. I don't know what's actually happening. I'll give you some numbers in the meantime.
That's what we relate to, because that's the only way we really can measure it. I think we're so used to hearing, oh, it's crazy. Oh, it's terrible out there. But somehow the message just isn't landing. And that's my worry. So maybe give us the numbers, give us the context and let's see if that can give us some idea.
Sure. So last week onboarded. So we signed up 500 and at the end of last week. Mm. So till the last second, we signed up 532 new cases last week.
Now, just put that into context. During the second wave, what was the most you signed up in a week?
236.
So way more than double the number of the peak in the second wave.
Yeah, absolutely. This week, we have signed up already. I mean, just bearing in mind, it's only Monday morning at 6:51. Mm-hmm. We have got 136 new cases already.
The numbers are mad. They are absolutely insane. And what are you seeing of the people that are becoming ill? Are they older, younger? Is it across the board?
What we're seeing at the moment is it's across the board. We're seeing different age groups, comorbidities, and also those with no comorbidities getting sick. We're seeing people sicker for longer. I think I said this the last time. Mm. We've seen also people that are kind of okay until the end of their isolation, like day 10, and then start developing more.
That's so interesting. I'm sorry, I've interrupted. Finish your sentence,
That was my sentence.
All right. So I've heard of at least three cases, not necessarily even within the Jewish community, but at least of three cases where people thought they had sat out, they'd been particularly careful during their quarantine. They get to day 11 or 12, and they're starting to think, all right, so maybe now I'm just being a little bit too cautious because I'm fine, and then boom, whether it's day 12 or 13, they land up getting sick. And I don't recall seeing that before.
No, so we didn't really see, I mean, it did happen in the second wave as well, but we're seeing it a lot more often this time. It's not something that we need to, suddenly start changing isolation guidelines, because isolation guidelines are there to protect the spread of the disease. Not necessarily about the person, but there's a misconception to say that, okay, I'll get COVID 10 days and 10 days is what the disease is all about. And then I'm back to my normal life. It's not so true that, we have patients that have been sick for months and on the flip side, we've had patients that are fine and then come day 10 and they start feeling a bit not okay. I think yesterday we admitted two patients to hospital that only started deteriorating on day 10.
Okay, so we're then talking about two different things. I want to clarify. What I was talking about was people that went into isolation after contact but only becoming ill right towards the end. That's, put that aside. We'll come back to that to see if you've seen that. What you're talking about is that people have been fine-ish whilst having COVID, but then towards the end of the period where they thought they almost home free, that's when they become much more ill.
Yeah. We've seen that a few times. Yeah. And then, and on your side, we're also seeing that is that the time it's taking for someone to start developing symptoms from the time that they have come into contact with someone is also longer. That's what you say.
Yes,
that's also longer.
So it is strange. I mean, we know we've confirmed over and over again that there's no difference in this variant, but there's definitely nuances or aspects of it that seem to be a little bit different. The other comment that you made earlier, and I've had this verified from Discovery themselves, from a number of different places, that people that are, and from Dr. Anton Marburg, people that are going into hospital are there for longer. And that's obviously a concern. In terms of the, are we still seeing the same patterns when you're seeing teenagers or people in their 20s becoming ill? How are they generally doing?
Okay, so look, for the most part of people, they actually do well. I mean, the symptoms are mild and they recover well, and we're happy with them. For some, they're not. It's that same kind of, we can't predict who's not going to do well and who's going to do well. We've seen patients with a lot of comorbidities, elderly age, and they do fine. And then we've seen the young person with no comorbidities that doesn't do fine. So I've kind of learned not to assume
anything
that someone is going to do well or not well. You know, you just kind of got to take, each day as a miracle that they're doing okay.
And how are you managing in terms of these numbers? Because this must have the organization particularly stretched.
So we are. I mean, we're stretched everywhere. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of, we're doing, you know, the responders are stretched in terms of phone, in terms of responding to emergencies, back-to-back emergencies. The wellness volunteer team. I mean, we've grown our wellness volunteer team. We're currently sitting at like 91 volunteers, you know, helping mm-hmm. with this program.
Right.
But we're managing.
And in terms of other emergencies, are you seeing a decrease because people are, I don't know, maybe staying home and looking after themselves in different ways? Are you seeing anything different with the normal Hatzolah business? And part two to that question is, how are you managing that aspect of it?
So no, we actually, funny enough, I don't think we see, in the second wave and the first wave, we saw massive reduction in other diseases. Mm-hmm. We were just focused. It was just every single call was a COVID call.
Right.
With this wave, we have everything. We have the same amount of COVID calls, if not more COVID calls. And then we have, all the other emergencies that continue to happen.
Yeah, and how are you managing with that?
Those haven't stopped. That's the same, with a fighting spirit.
Yeah, I would imagine. Talk to me about home oxygen. Are you managing in terms of numbers there?
Yeah, we are. So currently we have 74 patients on oxygen at home. And we're managing. So far our predictions have been right in terms of who's going to need oxygen and who isn't, but we've also prepared. We've prepared enough that we will make a plan.
And finally, the algorithm that you started using already in the first wave, has that changed a lot? I mean, does that change, or has that really been the same protocol since the first wave?
So the actual algorithm hasn't changed. The processes around the algorithm have changed in terms of just how we chat to patients, what we look for, how do we pick things up a little earlier. It's become a lot more evolved, but the actual foundation of the algorithm hasn't changed.
In other words, the learnings have been much more refined as you've gone along. Absolutely incredible. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Uriel Rosen, just keep doing the amazing work, you and the team at Hatzolah. I just cannot imagine how the community would have managed to get through this at all without Hatzolah. I think most definitely the shining light of one of the shining lights of this pandemic.